approaching Radio Sega. It's Night Train. Night Train with KC, the show that is as much a trip into the game world as it is into your own imagination. All aboard the Night Train. Sunday nights, only on Radio Sega.
Going deeper. And with you, that I'm slow to a crawl. And when I am with you, nothing can break my fall. This is some sort of heaven, heaven, like in the passing breeze. This is some sort of heaven, heaven, you were here with me.
It's heaven, life on the passing breeze. Esteemed passengers, welcome one more time, one final time this season, this year, this month, this week, this everything, to Night Train 22. My name's KC, welcome, I'm your conductor, and this is the show to end all shows. No, it's not, it's not. What did I say that? I don't know. It's the chillest show of all. It's the show that makes you relaxed and ready for another week. It's Night Train on Radio Sega, the station that gets you ready for another year of Sega music. We're almost in 2025. It's amazing how fast this time like flies. Just crazy. Like, it seems like 6 weeks ago I was just starting a new season of this show and now it's over. Crazy, right? The last show ever, says Viper. Yes. It's the season finale of Night Train, of this very, very short season of Night Train. I hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone's excited for this final episode. But we have a lot of great music, so don't worry. And you have all the podcasts to listen back to if you want to. Maybe it's not the final show. We're coming back eventually. Hopefully. Who knows? We started off the show with a couple of songs that I just played. And I should have them here, my play history. But I don't, because I'm unprepared like that. We started with Lo-Fi Leah's Bakamitai cover. Lo-Fi Leah, favorite here, at least of mine. I hope of yours as well, of our passengers as well. Lo-Fi Leah's songs are amazing. They started putting out music, I think, last year, which is a shame, but the catalog is awesome, and it's lots and lots of Sega stuff to listen to, so I definitely recommend going to their YouTube channel and finding them on like streaming services. That's what I meant. Then we played a Drowning of Drools remix by Jameson Sutton, aka Jogurt. Ha, I see what you did there. Jogurt and Andy Tunstall, Passing Breeze Nighttime Mix. And that got me thinking, by the way, I don't know how I never thought about this before, but imagine a new OutRun. I don't care what the new mechanics or anything is. I just want something to happen in a new OutRun. Have a night and day, I know there are stages in OutRun, in previous OutRun games, where it's nighttime, but have the possibility of choosing between a night and day stage, and have remixes, different remixes of the same track for like night time or daytime. Just like this was the nighttime mix, the Passing Breeze nighttime mix. Do that. Maybe have some new songs to add to the whole like amazing OutRun catalog. And then have someone remix those new songs and create nighttime mixes, maybe more like jazzy chilled ones. I don't know, that's something that crossed my mind. I know there are stages that have night time like night specific night stages, but this would be different, more like focused around like a night and day cycle, not cycle, just like an optional an option to change, to choose which time you want for each stage. Could be an interesting idea. I don't know, just something that crossed my mind. Anyway, let's talk about something throughout the next few minutes and talk breaks of the show. It's the end of the year. People have been voting for game awards and choosing their games of the year. So I want to know that from you guys listening in live, what is your, first of all, Sega game of the year and overall game of the year? So let's just separate those things. Maybe it's the same for you. Maybe your game of the year, overall game of the year, is your Sega game of the year. I don't know. Tell me. If you want to join us on Discord, that's where you should go to, you know, voice your opinions. RadioSE.ga/Discord. RadioSE.ga/Discord. That's where the magic happens and where you can find lovely people like Viper, Gum, Twinny, Green Chaos Emerald, Purvis, Celtic Yoshi, Electric Boogaloo, and I believe that's it in terms of people who are actively chatting on Discord. If I missed anyone, please let me know and I'll give you a shout out. Also, a big shout out to Schumperdal. Boa noite. Olá. He's not listening in live, but I'm sure he'll listen to the podcast version of this. So, big shout out to Schumperdal. Always a great time to have you, even if it's just like listening to the pre-recorded version of this show. Okay, so I'm waiting for your answers. Game of the year, Sega, and overall. And for now, let's play more music. So let's play our final passenger request of the season. It was another request by Electric Boogaloo. You know it's going to be good. It's actually something we played before, but it's a great song. It's Beyond the Galaxy, Bossa Nova version. Bossa Nova, yeah, from Blind Spot. Enjoy. Choo-choo, everyone. This is Night Train on Radio Sega.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Night Train with KC. Thank you.
Thought I'd keep with the like the beach party vibe here with this one. Phantasy Star Universe, Ambition of the Illuminous, Paracabana Coast. Welcome back to Night Train 2-2. Big shout out, by the way, to Rafsik, who just joined us on Discord. Welcome. Hello. Boa noite. We also played a couple more tracks. We had a Shenmue track of the evening, Drink, Bar Linda. And the first one was requested by Electro Boogaloo, Beyond the Galaxy, Bossa Nova version by Blind Spot. Welcome back to the show. We were just talking about like your games of the year. So again, if you're just tuning in and if you want to share your opinions on this, what is your overall game of the year and your Sega game of the year? So people listening in live haven't played much in terms of new games this year, which is understandable. We all have a lot of games to catch up on. Electric Boogaloo said, I'd have to go with Shadow of the Ninja Reborn, which is, I've heard, a good remake of Shadow of the Ninja. Yeah, which is a very hard NES game. Am I correct? NES game? I believe so. I have played it. But yeah. This looks like it's a good remake of that classic game. So one to definitely try. Another one of those that I haven't tried yet, but I should at some point. Gum said, I haven't played many games this year. I'm still knee-deep in Stardew Valley and trying to top my Tetris score in Puyo Puyo Tetris. So Puyo Puyo Tetris 1 or 2, by the way? Because I haven't played 2. I played a lot of Puyo Puyo Tetris, especially when I started getting into the online mode. I was always playing Puyo Puyo Tetris online, but haven't played 2. Not sure why. I think it's like I'm really bad at Puyo. I'm decent at Tetris, but the mechanics of Puyo, just like I'm not smart enough, I have to say. However, Stardew Valley is a game that I also played once again this year. I have, it's one of those games, there's like a handful of games that I have like 4 or 5 versions of. So Stardew Valley is one that I have, I believe, on my PlayStation 4, Switch. I want to say Xbox, but I'm not sure. I definitely have it on an Android handheld that I have, and I also have it on my Steam Deck, so bought it on Steam. I think that was the most recent one that I, recent version that I played, and that I bought. And I played that version when the new update, I think 1.6 or something, came out earlier this year. And I actually started a new save with a new kind of farm. Was it like the beach farm, I believe, which is a little bit harder because you can't have like the sprinklers there and stuff, but it was a lot of fun again, and I sank a lot of hours into that as well because it's really so much fun. It's an amazing game. It's like the perfect like farming game with social elements and stuff. It's amazing. It's a very good one, one of my all-time favorites for sure. Purvis says, I've fallen into Zelda 2 now that I've beat it. SMT5 Vengeance. So SMT5 Vengeance is actually a 2024 game, isn't it? I believe so. So Shin Megami Tensei 5 Vengeance. So that could be a potential game of the year for you. Sega one and overall, maybe. I don't know. What else? Who else? Purvis says, overall, no idea. Okay, Sega game, Unicorn Overlord for sure. Oh, okay. So you do have Unicorn Overlord. you do have a game of the year, and it's Unicorn Overlord. Okay, excellent. Rev said, I loved Unicorn Overlord so much I thought that couldn't be topped, but Infinite Wealth sure did it. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Infinite Wealth is magnificent. Viper quoted me. I actually managed to beat my wife. Was that about Puyo Puyo Tetris? Or Puyo Puyo? 2017, I don't remember. I remember this quote, but it was probably like Manic Monday Show conversation, and I was like probably 2017, probably Puyo Puyo Tetris, right? I think so. Maybe. I have no idea. You probably remember that better than I do. Yeah. So Infinite Wealth is indeed magnificent, Rav. It's indeed magnificent. And apparently it was indeed about Puyo Puyo Tetris. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah. Okay, and Gum said, brr, that's chilly. Cozy Blanket is the way to go. In response to Celtic Yoshi's, it's negative 3.33 degrees. Is that like Celsius? Is that why you have decimals? You converted Fahrenheit into Celsius? Negative 3 is indeed very, very cold. Not chilly, it's like very cold, like freezing cold. Yeah, so if that's the case, I hope this show warms you up. Maybe the next couple of songs will do that. So that's the next couple of songs are part of an Atlas block. So let's celebrate Atlas and their great games this year. Just two of them, but you know, there are more. And we'll start with many people's game of the year, and for sure most people's RPG of the year, Metaphor Re Fantasio. And I'm gonna just let the whole song play, because it you need to pay attention to the beginning of the song as well, like the choir and stuff. So coming up next is Virga Island Night from Metaphor Re Fantasio. This is Night Train. Listen to this. It's amazing.
You're listening to Radio Sega.
like is. We gon' feel we can say, hey, hey, hey. Feeling the fire with the burning desire. Every day we inspire but never expires. But we gon' chill today.
Viper put it on Discord. Two tune. What a two tune. That was Iwato Dai Dorm Reload for Persona 3 Reload. That was a very short but very sweet block of two songs there. Before that, we had Virga Island Night from Metaphor Refantasio. There, I said it. You just have to, right? For people who enjoy the Refantasio, you'll appreciate the thumbnail of this coming episode of the Sig Lounge. Yeah, the final one as well, the final of the season, yeah, the finale. Yeah, so we were talking a lot about like best games of the year. RevSig apparently loved Unicorn Overlord, but Infinite Wealth topped it, which, knowing Rev, says a lot, because he's into like more strategy RPGs, and I know I haven't played it, but from everyone that's played it, they say it's one of the best like more tactical RPGs ever. For many people, one of the candidates to for better or best RPG, best strategy game, whatever, best game of the year as well for many. So if he prefers Infinite Wealth, that says a lot. That's a powerful statement indeed. He also wants to play Metaphor before the end of the year, so maybe this will be his game of the year. Who knows? Who knows? RevSig said, Like a Dragon 7's soundtrack is better than Like a Dragon 8's soundtrack. I mean, probably. Haven't thought too much about this, but probably. I think you're kind of right. Yeah, maybe. That's a good point. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Perhaps. I do seem to like... So, 8, Infinite Wealth is a better game, for sure, hands down. But I do seem to recall some of the songs from 7, from Yakuza Like a Dragon, and that doesn't happen. And I played more Infinite Wealth. I played it for a longer period of time, and still I don't think I remember much of it. Apart from like the obvious battle themes, like those are always playing, so yeah. What else? I also said that I need to play, so I haven't shared my picks yet. So what I consider right now, it probably won't change. And I will talk about this a little bit more during this week's episode of the Sega Lounge, which we recorded this past Wednesday. My Sega game of the year is Infinite Wealth. Much love for Metaphor, much love for Sonic X Shadow Generations, but Infinite Wealth is my Sega game of the year, for sure. And as much as I do appreciate, like, Metaphor, Refantasio, for the changes it made to the Persona genre, the Persona type of game of RPG, and making it a little bit more accessible as well, but I'm not really that big into fantasy, into the fantasy setting. So that's, and I'm really into the Like a Dragon world and universe and the characters, so that's probably why I consider Infinite Wealth to be like my personal favorite. It's like more fun still as well, right? Metaphor is like a more grown-up game, and in a Like a Dragon game, you know what to expect, like the silliness, the story, the emotional story as well, but the silliness is all there. So yeah, but that's my game, Sega game of the year. As overall game of the year, I don't know right now, because I want to play Indiana Jones in the Great Circle before the year is over. I'm a big indie fan, so, or like Indiana Jones and indie games as well, but indie, like the character. So that could somehow make it into the, make it to the top of my overall list. I don't know. People say it's very good. As of right now, Infinite Wealth and Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, are my top two contenders for overall game of the year, I think, from all that I've played. I haven't played much in terms of new releases, apart from the Sega games, I believe, and a few indie games here and there, but I don't know. I think right now that's how it is. I'll think about it more in the coming week and a half. Yeah. What else has happened? Viper says, from the outside looking in, 13 Sentinels looks like the way more interesting game to me, so I'm likely to get to that first, but maybe I'll have my mind changed on Unicorn Overlord by that. Yeah, so that's another thing. Like, the setting is everything. Not everything, but it's very important. So from the outside looking in, I would probably go with 13 Sentinels first, and then eventually try Unicorn Overlord. Although I also need to play Persona 3 Reload, which I'll probably enjoy. People say it's very good. The soundtrack is amazing. Yeah. Yeah. What else? Electric Boogaloo. Electric Boogaloo got a 360 this year and got Cyber Troopers Virtual on Force. Nice. I'm sure RefSig approves. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to stop reading chat, and I'll get back to it later, because we have to play more music, right? That's where you're here. Let's play more relaxing music. I know Purvis somewhere in this wall of many, many messages. They said you should vote for the Etrian Odyssey song that's in Metaphor as Song of the Year, which is coming. That's another thing. That's another award that's coming next month to Radio Sega. But I don't have that specific song lined up for this show, but I have this instead, which is a great Etrian song, Etrian Odyssey song. And you know, I love me some Etrian Odyssey songs on Night Train. So here you go. This is Labyrinth 3, Woodlands of Frozen Flowers, from Etrian Odyssey 2 Untold, The Fafnir Night.
Enjoy a late-night audio journey as you relax and let your mind unwind with the best of Sega music. Night Train with KC on Radio Sega. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
This is the Sacred Tree from Shining Wind. Welcome back to Night Train 2-2, everyone. This is the finale, the season finale of Night Train here on Radio Sega. So we played this song, The Sacred Tree from Shining Wind. We also played Ice Cap Zone by Lo-Fi Leah, second Lo-Fi Leah track of the evening, and Labyrinth 3, Woodlands of Frozen Flowers, from Etrian Odyssey 2, Untold, The Fefnir Night. The Fefnir? Fefnir. Fefnir Night. Fefnir. Fefnir. Yeah. I have no idea what the Fefnir Night is, or who, or what a Fefnir is. Why is the night Fefnir? Is Fefnir a place? It is the night from Fefnir? Is Fefnir the kingdom? Is Fefnir an adjective? The knight is Fefnir, as opposed to brave or ready. I have no idea. I haven't played Etrian Odyssey, any of the games. Another series I need to try, now that I'm into turn-based RPGs. I'm told that, like, Etrian Odyssey is a series that's for, like, really hardcore RPG, turn-based RPG gamers, because it's not really that accessible. But I don't know. I haven't played it. Yes, Gum, maybe it's the friends we made along the way. That's what Fefnir is. I just need excuses to say Fefnir more times. Fefnir. Yeah, I also, by the way, shout out to Rick, who joined us, thinking the show had ended, but no, we always overrun a little bit. I just shared a post by Sega16. You should actually check it out, sega16.com. And they shared that Yuzumo Design is publishing a new book called 40 Years of Space Harrier in 2025. It has interviews with developers and the history of the franchise, as well as columns and submitted illustrations. Interesting. I'm here for the illustrations, but being in Japanese means I won't understand a word. But, you know, yeah. Purvis says, Etrian is mean. It's good mean. It's one of the few games I play on hard mode because it's good mean. I have no idea what that means. I suck at games, man. Don't tell me to play games on hard mode. I can't even do it in normal mode. I don't try easy mode. I'm not a coward. See? If I can play it on normal, I just quit. I'd rather quit than try easy mode. Than switch to easy mode. But I'm not gonna play it on hard mode. What's that? What even is that? Oh, apparently it's not dungeon crawler mean. It's very nice in dungeon crawler terms. You can always win. You may need to respec, but you can do that. Okay. I can appreciate that. Maybe I'll try it. It's got an amazing soundtrack. Yuzo Koshiro. It's like I have some of these tracks that I play on the show. I have them like on specific playlists that I used to like just to chill. Some of them have been ringtones on my phone over the years. It's amazing. I was saying I do it. You can do normal. I respect it. Okay, thank you, Purvis. Thank you for the respect. Thank you very much. I'll try it on normal. 1 and 2 were had like an HD release last year. Was it last year? I think it was. 1 and 2. Was 1 and 2 or 1 to 3? I'm confused. I think it was just 1 and 2. But yeah, more than enough games to play in HD if you want to get into... Oh, 1, 2, and 3, says Viper. Okay, that's it. So 3 games if you want to get into Etrian Odyssey, like in a remastered form. I'll try them at some point, I promise. Moving on. More music. Coming up next, it's Like a Dragon. We've been talking about Like a Dragon and which one has the better story, which one has the better soundtrack. let's take a listen to a song that is chill that will probably mean a lot to Rafsig from Infinite Wealth. This is, how do I pronounce this? Non birishiyuzi, perhaps. I don't know. It's familiar, right? It's chill. Enjoy.
いたはずの手はいつしか はぐれてた巡る季節刻む時計道を抱えた二人So tonight 今夜もまた tonight ため息つく一人きりじゃ上書けない思い出Not tonight 近いの So tonight 場所で待つよこんな夜はお前に会える気がして二人また歩いて行けるなら
Tonight, restart from this night.From Yakuza 0, not Yakuza 0, Yakuza 6. Yakuza 6, The Song of Life. Welcome back to Night Train. We also played Non Biri Shiyuse from Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. And everyone, like, not everyone, but Rafsig and Viper at least, were like, yeah, I spent a lot of time on this mini game, air quotes. Not really, it's like a whole game within a game.Everyone was like, yeah, I'll try it for a little bit and then I'll move on with the main story. And then like 20 hours later, oh no, I need to save the little girl. Yeah, don't play Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. There's something for everyone on that game. It's like if you crave like a Yakuza story, it's there. If you want to like play Animal Crossing, it's there.If you want to play a turn-based RPG, it's there. If we're like more of like an action-y type game, yeah, it's there as well. Yeah. Six is just a zero with an antenna. Thank you, Purvis. Exactly, that's it. yeah. Anyway, it's time to go, guys. It's time to end the trip.The train is arriving at the station for one last time. And it's been a lot of fun, I have to say. So this was a very short season of Night Train. It was fun, though. I really had a blast these past 6 weeks playing more chill music, like interacting with you guys on Radio Sega. I always love this is my like first passion. Radio Sega and radio...I'm always game for that, even if it's just for a short period of time, every now and then. Night Train is a show that brings me a lot of joy, because it's like at a very specific time of night and of the week as well for me and for most of our listeners in Europe. And it's like a very good way to get like more excited about the coming week, more like relaxed about it as well, and not so anxious and frustrated as we often are on Sunday nights. So I hope this was the same for you, that these are the feelings that you get when you listen to this. Remember that you can always go back and listen to the previous episodes, not just this season of the show, but season one as well. Night Train will definitely be back next year. I don't know when, so no promises.Hopefully for a little bit more than just 6 episodes, but hopefully, you know, you'll be back as well, and stay tuned to our social media channels for news on that. Remember to follow Radio Sega on Blue Sky, on Twitter or X, on like it's everywhere. Radio Sega is everywhere. As for the our other live shows. So this week there's no guest nights or guest night, I guess. So guest night is off until the new year, but there's other shows. I believe there should be Viper's VGM Tour, maybe? Perhaps? I don't know. On Wednesday. If not, this Thursday we have the season finale of the Sega Lounge, and we will be talking about Sega in 2024. So we'll be focusing mostly on two or three things. So the games, transmedia, which is a thing now, and like other bits of news. And we will briefly touch upon our like Sega Game of the Year. And you know mine, spoilers, Infinite Wealth. And we'll talk about that. So my guests will be Lime and Skill Gym, as per usual. And we'll end our season the best way possible, I think, with a very cool discussion about this year in Sega, in the Sega world, in the Segaverse. I haven't watched Sonic 3 yet because it hasn't opened here in my country. I'll go watch it actually on Thursday. When you're listening to the Sega Lounge on Radio Sega, I'll probably be watching the Sonic 3 movie, and hopefully it's good. I know a few of you have watched it and enjoyed it very much. If so, please no spoilers, and we'll talk about that another time. Remember that there's Pick and Mix on Friday on Radio Sega as well. I think there should be Saturday Night Sega on Saturday at 10 p.m. and then LMC Block on Sunday at 7 p.m. And that's it for the rest of the week on Radio Sega. Oh, the Game of the Year special on the 1st of January will be on both. However, how both what? Oh, VGM Tour isn't on Radio Sega. Oh, I thought it was sometimes was. Okay. 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 I'm clearly in the know here. If it's not back by February, KC, I'm changing your name to Honda Civic and coming to your house with a lead pipe to reenact a bonus stage. Oh my god. So many threats here. The Game of the Year special airing on the 1st of January will air on both Radio Sega and KNGI Network. Okay. Yep. Interesting. Yeah. VGM Tour is off-season. Only monthly specials minus that Game of the Year one. And normally not on Radio Sega at the moment. Okay. There you go. I'm really a knowledgeable guy. Don't ask me anything. Just go to radiose.ga/shows if you really want to know what shows are airing this week on Radio Sega, and follow us on social media. Anyway, I'm off. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Night Train. Thank you to our faithful, loyal podcast listeners as well. Even though you don't listen to us live, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to stream or download the episodes, and hopefully, you know, stick around, wait for the return of Night Train with Season 3 sometime. This 20XX. No, maybe, hopefully, 2025. Sooner rather than later. I'll leave you with a song, by the way, that I thought... I'm not a betting man, and that's good, because I thought I had played this before on the show on multiple occasions. It's not true. I hadn't played this before. Why not? It's a great chill song. It's one of my favorites. It's a Sonic Adventure 2 song. Can you guess which one it is? It's the theme of a certain bat. Yeah, it's like, can you guess it? Yeah. It's Flying the Freedom, the theme of Ruth the Bat. Here's some Sonic Adventure 2 for you. Have a wonderful week, wonderful evening, wonderful rest of the year, and I'll see you all next time. Bye-bye! Time to rhythm against the floor, to look for another.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.